Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. One might call us the brand new funk.
Who's going to call us that?
I am. We are now the brand new funk. Congratulations.
All right.
We're going to have to redo the intro because we are now
to do it.
We are now no longer Dueling Tangents. We are the brand new funk. Congratulations. We're going to continue under Dueling Tangents, though, but understood in parentheses is brand new funk. So congratulations
does
to everybody.
Does that come before or after with Luke and Brian?
It doesn't matter. It's
okay.
Always understood with Luke and Brian. We're going to keep adding to this.
It's implied.
It's like, you know, the Sir of this, of that, you know, of the realms, the Slayer of Dragons and the Eater of Souls.
There you go.
Eventually, we're going to have Eater of Souls on our... You have to earn the Eater of Souls on the resume to be able to go and really use it.
And somebody's working on that here in Wisconsin. Somebody is working on building that for their resume.
Very good. Yeah, Eater of Souls. And that someone is you? I'm assuming
you're
sucking the souls.
No, that someone is Foxconn.
Oh, very good. Sucking the fun and life out of everything. But before we get to Foxconn, I do want to go and just respond real quick to what Joe said.
Fair enough.
Again, she's right. The thing we should on that specific incident that we should focus on Jada for sure, because that's the focus and that's the issue there. But also overall, as far as the show goes, we forgot to mention that Coda was pretty awesome, and we had a really really great moment for a deaf actor winning Best Supporting. And Coda winning and
Best Picture, correct?
Best Picture, I believe.
Yeah.
So good for Coda. And also, we had a female win Best Director 2 years in a row. So pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go. So there's really good things at the Oscars. The memoriam service was a little bit more of a joyous occasion rather than a celebration of life, rather than more the dirge.
Yeah.
Which was a little different, but other than that, you know, great. So we celebrated a bunch of cool people, and it got kind of overshadowed. So we're going to go and now move on to the slap that Foxconn has given to the face of Wisconsin.
Yeah, because, you know, on a Monday morning, I'm waking up to see what the headlines are to get prepped for the station and the show, and this one just jumped out, Brian, because the headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: Oshkosh Corporation sought a lease at a Foxconn building to manufacture postal trucks before moving the work to South Carolina.
Huh.
So, as we talked about last week, when Foxconn was being touted in the first public meeting since 2019 by Claude Lois, the individual hired by the village of Mount Pleasant to coordinate the Foxconn development.
He's the go-between. So anything that would happen, let's say maybe, hey, can we make, can Oshkosh Corp make a bunch of mail trucks there? Or let's say,
could Intel make
Intel
a bunch
come
of,
in and make
chip,
a bunch of stuff
microchips,
there?
Yep.
Yeah. And Claude Lois, either Claude Lois failed to convince them, or Claude Lois said, you know what, I really enjoy doing nothing and getting checks. No.
Yeah, because or at least any insight into the process from Claude Lois would be great, but he nor officials from Foxconn nor officials from the county of Racine or the village of Mount Pleasant agreed to an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on this story, which,
really good.
I mean, I guess that's one way to go about the PR for this. I don't understand how all the officials involved, Brian, could just be like, no comment, or we're not sitting down for
an interview. Even Senator Ron Johnson is like,
he had
hey
a
man.
Spokesperson out there rather
hey
than
man.
Him. Yeah.
Hey, man, come on.
So to catch everyone up, so last June, Oshkosh Corporation announced that they were going to be manufacturing the next-gen postal vehicles that they got through a Department of, I don't think it's Department of Defense contract. I think it would be just a federal contract for the post office.
It's defense.
Is it defense?
Oshkosh Corps.
It's
defense
Oshkosh
Division.
Defense. Yes,
yeah.
But it's not the Defense Department, which I started to say. But I wanted to make that record clear. I believe it's just with the federal government, with the U.S. Postal Service. Right, and so Oshkosh
which is
defense
separate from the federal government in certain ways. But anyway, forget that.
One and the same in some regards, but in others not. But so Oshkosh announced that they're going to manufacture these vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service in South Carolina rather than in Oshkosh Defense's home state of Wisconsin. And there was some pretty big eyebrows raised, because when it was announced earlier last year, before this decision, that Oshkosh got the contract, it was kind of believed, Brian, that the manufacturing of those next-gen vehicles was going to take place here in our state.
Yeah, it was that's what everybody was excited about. In fact, I was as well. All right, great.
Yeah, and so Oshkosh claims here in this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, officials with Oshkosh Defense say that they don't currently have facilities that could allow them to manufacture these vehicles. They need a larger space. So they went looking for a larger space, Brian. And one of the places where they thought that they could find some space to lease out was at Mount Pleasant, which was touted last week as this site that is prime. It is perfect for a national or international company to come in and manufacture something, Brian. Because that's what Foxconn was originally going to do. Gen 10.5 LCD, LED, whatever kind of screens they were going to make there. That got rolled back. They were going to make coffee pots. They were going to make electric vehicles. Everything that Foxconn has touted as a potential hasn't come to fruition. But Oshkosh Defense said, hey, we have this brand new contract. We are looking for facilities to be able to lease out so that we can manufacture these vehicles. And apparently, Foxconn told them no, because that's not happening. And then when they were told no, Oshkosh Defense said, fine, we're going to be going to South Carolina then, because we don't have the facilities to be able to produce them in Wisconsin, and we haven't been able to find anywhere to be able to do that. So everybody is outraged, because you got Senator Ron Johnson through this process saying, well, I'm not going to put my fingers on the scale. I'm not going to tell Oshkosh Defense where they need to manufacture these vehicles. And you've got Claude Lois that's putting down 8 hours, 12 hours, 13 hours on timesheets, billing the village of Mount Pleasant for the coordination that he's doing between Foxconn and the village. And we've got nothing coming to Foxconn. The vehicles aren't being manufactured in Wisconsin, in Oshkosh or Mount Pleasant. And apparently nobody could be reached for comment, because they're not bothered by the more than 1,000 jobs that this Oshkosh Defense contract with the U.S. Postal Service would bring to the state of Wisconsin.
Adding another wrinkle to it, they're also saying the reason they threw down to South Carolina is because they can get around the union jobs.
Yes, which is also very, very terrible. Like, do not get me wrong. That's another slap in the face to Wisconsin workers.
There's a lot of wrinkles to this stupid situation. So,
and everybody's slapping everybody, apparently, and nobody's owning up to it.
Someone actually who is talking is State Rep Gordon Hintz.
Mm-hmm. Representative from the Oshkosh area as well.
Yep. Here is a quote from Gordon Hintz. The state went all in on something that is clearly, even by Foxconn's own admission, not going to happen. If there was any possibility for Oshkosh Corporation to manufacture at the Foxconn property, that's a pretty good runner-up. I know what I'm getting with Oshkosh Corporation, Hintz said. Good-paying union jobs. Supply chain that exists in Wisconsin already. I guess what's good for Foxconn is not necessarily good for Wisconsin.
Yeah, and so those are some pretty powerful comments by the outgoing, he no longer is, but previously served as the minority leader in the state assembly, who represents Oshkosh. And so he's got a pretty good insight, I believe, on what that contract from Oshkosh Defense going to the Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant would have meant for the state. But apparently you've got state officials, county officials, village officials all up and down the board, Brian, that just are fumbling this over and over and over again. Like you said last week, this is the result of the political ambition of one individual in the state of Wisconsin that just keeps coming back and slapping us.
And he was enabled by the Republican establishment because they thought that he was going to get great power and continue having the power that he had as governor. And it turns out that people saw through his BS and voted Tony Evers in. And we're still suffering for it. We're still suffering for the political ambition of Richard frickin' Nixon. We're suffering for the political ambition of petty men who are just seeking power. And that is a problem. That is a continued problem throughout the United States. In fact, that is the exact problem that founded the revolution of the United States, the revolution that's founded this country. The whole point is we should not have to suffer for the whims of petty, powerful men.
Yes.
This is exactly the thing that our founding fathers got together and put aside their petty differences and said, we got to make sure that none of us petty idiots get too much control, because even the founding fathers were a bunch of petty a-holes. I hold up, for example, John Adams. He was a whole bunch of petty people, even the ones that really, really care about democracy. So we need to figure out how the heck we're going to, you know, go forward and actually have something that is equitable for the entire state and not just the petty ambitions of one stupid individual here or there who gets the backing of an entire party because they have he wears the red stripes and happens to be the one in charge at that moment. They're like a bunch of minions. They just go to the one with the most power all the time. Ba-boy. Come on, man.
Yeah, and I want to continue going a little bit further that you in the Corinne Hess piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that you were just reading from, quoting State Representative Gordon Hintz, diving a little bit farther down. Using public money, the infrastructure has already been built. Land has been acquired, sometimes through eminent domain, and new roads and sewers constructed. State and Racine County officials spent months trying to get semiconductor chip manufacturing giant Intel Corp to move into the Foxconn site, but in December, the company chose Ohio. Officials said the Foxconn site is primed for another company like Intel, but with Foxconn reportedly turning down Oshkosh Corp's offer, how much of a say will the company have in future developments on the site? Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave didn't respond to a request for an interview. Neither would Village of Mount Pleasant officials, other than to say Foxconn has been cooperative with efforts to attract other businesses.
They're cooperative with the efforts. That's, they're just not cooperative with the actuality.
Apparently, Brian, because that can't be your only response as a village official at this point. If we're hearing that
they gave themselves an extra year, they're fine.
Yeah, they want to push off that vote for voters to determine whether or not they want to be re-electing that village board another year. They're going to kick that can down the road as long as they possibly can, Brian, because apparently they're going to just put out statements saying, oh no, Foxconn's being very cooperative with the offers or the efforts to attract, but not actually make any of these businesses use that site.
Yeah. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Kurt in Madison. How you doing? Or Kurt in Milwaukee. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm in transit.
Kurt in Madison, Milwaukee.
Can you shed any light on, because there was some discussion at one time of breach of contract by them. Does that have absolutely no teeth?
Well, Kurt, I don't know, honestly. What I can tell you is these guys receive special provisions for the environment to go and bypass pretty much any sort of regulation, go directly to the Supreme Court to get a ruling for their thing. They gave everything the green light for these people to go and rush this in. I would not be surprised if breach of contract was one of those things. Oh yeah, you can't sue for breach of contract, nullifying the entire contract in and of itself, but also binding at the same time, creating a legal paradox in which Foxconn can basically just suck money and water out of our lake and money out of our state and send it directly to China. I would not be surprised if there was just a water bottling facility and they're just shipping all of the entirety of the Great Lakes one pallet of water at a time away from here. I really don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And
all
I
right.
Know,
thanks.
Yep. And we appreciate your call, Kurt. And Brian, the only thing I know is that it was a very Foxconn favorited deal that got negotiated with the former Walker administration. The Evers administration has done his best to renegotiate and make it more, or I guess less sucky, a little bit more beneficial for Wisconsin taxpayers. But it's impossible to know what portions of that deal Foxconn's going to live up to because they don't have a very good track record to this point. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
There are people who blame Evers for this horrible contract. Way to go. Come back with us. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Thank you, Mr. Foxon.